This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As the planet gets hotter, the push for renewable energy is going to get stronger. So too, though, might the push back. The first offshore wind farm in this economy started generating power off Rhode Island about 2 years ago, and more of them are in development along the East Coast. One that's a good way along is going to be about 35 miles off Montauk at the very tip of Long Island. You will not be able to see the turbines, 15 giant windmills, basically, from the beaches of Long Island's South Fork, known to most of us as the Hamptons. But that does not mean the project is not controversial. Ashley Milne-Tite has the story.
The wind is gusting on this bright spring day in East Hampton. This vast sandy beach is where a transmission cable could come in and under the sand from the South Fork wind farm. Cy Kinsella represents a group of homeowners nearby who oppose the project.
You can't blame the local homeowners for not wanting high voltage alternating current cables within 15 feet of their homes.
But that's far from his only issue with the wind farm. He says the company behind it, Ørsted, hasn't been transparent with locals about changes they've made to the project or how it will affect residents' electricity rates. Local Assemblyman Fred Thiel agrees the company hasn't always been upfront about its plans. Frustrated, he withdrew his support for the project earlier this year. But he says the company apologised, and today he's back on board. Because, he says,
particularly on the east end of Long Island, obviously renewable energy is important because we're trying to combat climate change.
The population around here triples during the summer as second homeowners flock to the Hamptons and throw on the lights and air conditioning.
They are high-end luxury homes, and they are great users of energy.
The South Fork Wind Farm is designed to help prevent brownouts during the summer. Clint Plummer heads new projects for Denmark-based Ørsted Offshore Wind. He says the company has years of experience building wind farms in Europe.
We've been doing it longer than anyone. We have more experience than anyone. We want to get this right.
He says Ørsted has made changes to past projects in response to community feedback. Retired teacher Deborah Foster says that's one of the reasons she's for the wind farm. She's lived in East Hampton since 1968 and campaigned to keep nuclear power away. But she's all about wind power.
My Lord, we are 100 miles offshore in one of the areas in all of North America that has the most consistent wind. Use it. It's made to order.
She started a group of supporters called Win with Wind to combat what she says are misunderstandings about the project, including fears about huge electric bills. Local utility PSEG says the average residential homeowner's bill will increase by about $1.54 a month once the wind farm is up and running. Foster says she asks naysayers,
does anyone have a plan B?
Other than more fossil fuels? She says there's no room for acres of solar panels. The area is too developed. But local fisherman Al Schaefer says the new industry of offshore wind could kill off an old one.
It's going to be destructive to the bottom where we fish, and it's going to definitely hinder our abilities to make a living.
Schaefer has been fishing the waters off Montauk since the 80s. He's just getting into his busy season.
In the summertime, the days go from 2:33 in the morning until 6 in the afternoon.
Five lobsters from today's catch swim around in a trap just off his boat. He says he doesn't just dread the effects of the turbine's installation. He's worried about the miles of cable that'll link the wind farm to the substation on shore.
They're going to run these giant power cords toward land, and nobody has any idea what's going to happen when they run them towards land. What's that going to do to the migration of fish and things like that?
Schaefer's concerns are shared by fishermen all over the East Coast. They say there isn't enough research to show how the technology could affect marine life. Public hearings on the South Fork Wind Farm will take place during the next few months. They are likely to be well attended. In East Hampton, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.